I'm your host, Hope Flaws. I'm here to inspire you to show up as yourself for yourself. This is a lifestyle podcast where I'm inviting you to embrace your wild moments. Welcome to I'll Keep You Wild. Hello, sweet, beautiful souls. Welcome back. I just want to take this second right here to thank you for being here. I want to remind you to follow the show if you haven't already, as this is what allows me to come back week after week, and to please leave a review. Reviews go so far and they mean the absolute world to me. And I'm going to jump right into this today. When we make goals, when we decide we want to go for something, we're going to be met with resistance because there's a shift that has to happen in our body when we try to go in the direction that we're going in. That shift that has to happen is going to be unfamiliar to us. So when we enter unfamiliar territory, there's this thing called our nervous system that is going to sound an alarm to us, warning us, because we don't know what to expect. And because we're in uncharted waters, our nervous system is going to stop us, try to redirect us back to the familiar. And the problem here is that our mindset and our thoughts are best fucking friends with the familiar and with the nervous system that is trying so hard to keep us safe. So there's going to be problems that arise when you're making a decision to go for your goals. The question I have for you is, how are you navigating the map to your goals if you are focusing on the problems that arise when you make them? Do you feel like you keep trying to reach your goals, but there is something standing in the way? Or maybe there's some kind of problem that comes up for you on your journey and it doesn't completely derail you, but you feel exhausted from dealing with problem after problem. And you don't understand why you're met with these problems when they keep coming up and why it seems harder for you to get where you're going than anyone else. Or maybe you're listening and you're at a point of thinking that you actually can't get where you're going because of the problems that are keeping you stuck. Here's what I'm going to share based on my experience with dealing with the problems that have come up for me on my route to some of the biggest goals that I have accomplished. And like I said in the beginning, anytime you decide you want something different or you want to accomplish a goal, you are going to be met with resistance. That's an absolute given. So I'm going to start with what I believe to be the most important thing and what I think is also something pretty simple to implement. So to start off simple here, the shift that I wish I had known sooner would to be focus on the potential, not the problem. So if a problem comes up and I focus on the problem is going to multiply because where focus goes, energy flows. So the energy that I'm going to be operating with is the energy of being met with a problem, and therefore having that frequency tuned into the possibility of welcoming more problems. To have the focus on potential would mean that the outcome of what I would like to achieve has easier access because of shifting the focus to the potential. The potential being, what does it mean for you to accomplish your goal? When you accomplish your goal, you build potential, right? And what potential are you made of? What can you accomplish? And what potential are you made of when you can accomplish your goal? Even when problems arise. I'm going to say this again. So as soon as you are choosing to go for anything that you haven't done before, you are going to be met with that resistance or problem. But if you can shift your thinking from the problems and instead think of the potential, then you open yourself up to receive the ideas and the solutions that will help you navigate the problems that come up. Also, I'm just going to mention, think of what type of character it builds to be able to work through problems, right? Think of what you could give back to the people around you that need help working through their problems. You cannot begin to help others free themselves unless you first free yourself, right? I would have nothing to offer you guys if I was still stuck in the problems that I was living. if I was still stuck in that manipulative relationship, if I was still stuck working a shitty job, if I was still stuck in friendships that were filled with jealousy and sabotage, I wouldn't get the gift and privilege of helping others. And you have to free yourself before you can give that gift to others. So if you face a problem and work through it because you can focus on the potential of what you're made of and what you'll gain when you reach your goal, you give permission to others to do the same. And I like to say, I want to hand the key to the person who needs it. And I found out how to unlock my cage, and I'm going to give that key to the next person. If you are stuck in an envious, jealous state, this isn't going to align with you, and this isn't going to make sense if you're in the mindset that there's not enough. But if you're someone who wants the best for others and you want to help people in your life, try shifting your perspective, try viewing your problems as almost something that was given to you to work through, because you're meant to guide the next person that deals with it. You're meant to guide the person that deals with it next. You are meant to go through certain problems so others don't feel so alone. And to summarize what I just said, the easiest thing you can do to navigate your problems that come up in your life is to switch your mindset and thoughts to what the potential holds. Focus on the potential, not the problem. And I'm going to give you guys a little bit more here, something a little bit more to walk away with when you have those problems arise. But the overall message of today is to really focus on the potential, not the problems. And that can go from looking back as well. So that's going to be the next thing I offer to you. When you're met with a problem, think back into all of the times where you have overcome certain things in your life. Think back to all of the hardships that you've overcome. Think back to all the other problems that you once thought you'd never know how to get through, and give yourself some credit to where you are. I think when we look back and we can give ourselves credit for how far we've come, that gives us this motivation to keep working forward, because we can already recognize that we have lived up to our potential in some way or another. We have overcame a lot. So if we can look back and almost use that as a reminder of how far we've come, that can be a very, very useful tool when a problem arises in your future, because you're like, oh, nice try. I've already been through these problems. I've already dealt with them. I've made it to where I am. I'm still standing. And so when that problem comes up, you're going to acknowledge that there is a problem, but then you're going to reference your past and be like, have I already worked through some of the hardest days of my life? Have I already gone through problems in the past and been able to get to the other side? The answer is probably yes. You're probably listening to this being like, yeah, I've lived through some crazy ass shit. I know I have. So if you've already gotten through some of the worst days of your life, the problem that arises is no match for what your potential holds. And maybe this is going to sound a bit repetitive, or maybe you've heard this analogy before, but your problems, if you view them like, why is this happening to me? It's going to be difficult to overcome them if you instead shifted your mindset into thinking, how is this happening for me? Or why is this happening for me instead of to me? Why is it happening for me? Why are these problems happening for me? Oftentimes, I like to think that it's because we weren't meant to do things alone, and it's so I can help other people. That's why I think a lot of the problems have come up in my life. Or it's to make me a strong fucking version of myself. And it's also so I can be showing up as the person that I want to be. I want to be strong, and I want to be firm in my boundaries, and I don't want to take bullshit from people, right? So if I'm saying that that's what I want when those problems arrive, it's like, how is this happening for me? Because this is giving me the opportunity to prove to myself who I am and who I say I want to be, and giving me the opportunity to show up as that person. If I want to be strong, then I'm going to be met with problems, and I'm going to find the solution how to figure those problems out. I also really like to think of my younger self, my younger child, as younger Hope wouldn't have been able to, and hasn't always been able to, work through problems that successfully, and has been defeated and everything. So I now, in this version of me, in my current reality, want to give that younger version of myself the gift of sorting through my problems and finding the solutions so we can achieve that higher version of ourselves that we once dreamed of. If you think back to the younger version of yourself, there was a time when you were younger and you visualized what you hoped and wished your life looked like. So in that journey, there's problems that arise, and it's about how you can view those problems and navigate those problems into becoming the higher version of yourself, because you owe it to your younger self. I think there's so much that we can give to our younger selves that actually needs to take place. We need to give that younger version of ourselves that love so we can feel good about where our potential lies and what our potential looks like. And we can feel strong about what we've been through and then use that strength to propel us forward into navigating the problems that arise. And again, just because I like you guys so much, I'm going to summarize what I just went through. So number one is view the potential, not the problems. Really put your focus into the potential, not the problem. And then secondly, look back for how far you've come, even as far as looking back to your childhood. All right, I'm going to leave it there today. I hope you guys have the best day ever. If you haven't already, please make sure you leave a review. It means the absolute most to me. It fills my freaking heart. Share this with your friends and family. Word of mouth seriously goes so far. Share this with your Instagram and tag me, and I'll be sure to reach out to thank you personally. If you like the show and you want to support, there are a couple ways to do so below. And if you are booking a vacation, I am an Expedia affiliate, which means if you book through my link listed below, I make a small commission from your purchase. So I like to encourage my listeners to go on the vacation regardless if they're using my link or not. I am such a huge travel advocate. I hope you guys have the best day. I will be back next week.